Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey Nixon, and this is Kitchen Prescription, the podcast you listen to when you don't know what to make for dinner. Today is episode 38, Gifting from Your Kitchen. Now, many of us have a tradition of making something in our kitchens and gifting it to our neighbors, our friends, kids' teachers. But it's not hard for this simple tradition to feel a bit overwhelming during these busy holiday weeks. So we're going to break down some easy recipes you could make, packaging suggestions, and maybe I'll even throw in a few corny taglines you could use because I cannot help myself. But before we do that, let's kick off the podcast with a few simple recipe ideas you could throw on your meal plan this week. It is December. It is the busiest time of year. And whether we like it or not, everyone's still got to eat. So here are three really simple ideas. The first one is a December Recipe Club recipe, sheet pan gnocchi and veggies. It is so simple. I always have like a shelf-stable gnocchi on hand in my pantry. I really like the Trader Joe's variety. There's a great grocery store brand called Dallalo that I really like. But what's great about this is you can just always have it on hand. And gnocchi, when baked instead of like boiled, it gets it soft on the inside and kind of crispy on the outside. And I almost prefer the texture of it when it is baked in the oven, like on a sheet tray meal. It's so, so yummy. So I usually do this when I need to clear out some veggies. I've got some residual veggies from Thanksgiving, some carrots and some broccoli, like things like that that I'm going to toss in here. But it's a really simple recipe. It includes some store-bought pesto. The Kirkland brand is my favorite from Costco. It includes some lemons, some Parmesan cheese. And as written, it's a vegetarian recipe, but you could easily add some cut chicken sausage or some prosciutto or something like that to add a dose of protein, or you could add some chickpeas in there as well. But it's a great recipe. It's really colorful. My girls call it rainbow pasta because there's so many colors. And it's so simple. So simple. All right, your second recipe. Sausage, pepper, and potato skillet. If you have meat and potato lovers in your family, this is a recipe you need in your back pocket because it is really, really simple. So once again, you're going to use that sausage. Bell peppers are one of those veggies I always have on hand because my kids will eat them. I like them. My husband likes them. And then potatoes. So it's a really hearty meal that comes together in a skillet. And there's some brightness in there. There's a little lemon in there. It's topped with a little melted cheese as well. It's just really delicious, especially when you serve it with that simple side salad I like to make, which is just arugula with some olive oil, some salt, pepper, and a little bit of lemon. So this is great. This is a staple for us throughout the winter months because everyone likes it. It is extremely hearty. It is great for leftovers. And it also looks as good as it tastes. It's pretty. The third recipe, pizza melt sliders. This is going to happen on Friday. So if you know me well, you know that I don't like to cook on Fridays. I believe in pizza Fridays. And most of the time, that looks like picking up pizza from either our local pizzeria or a national chain, which I have no shame in my game. But occasionally, I will agree to some mild cooking on a Friday. And these pizza melt sliders are really, like, they're just, my kids love them. It's taking those Hawaiian rolls, and you have the whole package of the rolls together. So what is there, like 12 rolls? and you add marinara sauce, some mozzarella, some pepperoni, and then depending on what pizza toppings your family likes, you can toss those in there. So we are an olive pepperoncini fresh tomato family, and you make these, you bake them in the oven, you pull them apart, the cheese is stringy and delicious, and pizza sliders. My kids love them, so we're going to do those this weekend as well. So there you have it. Three really simple recipes: the sheet pan gnocchi and veggies, the sausage, pepper, and potato skillet, and the pizza melt sliders. They're the recipes for the week. If you're looking for even more of an exhaustive meal plan, you can get my weekly and monthly meal plans in Recipe Club, where you'll also find these three recipes on my meal plan for this week. Or you can build your own weekly meal plan, letting the ingredients you have on hand in your pantry, in your fridge, in your freezer, kind of determine what you'll make this week. All right, let's jump into the back half of the podcast and chat about gifting from your kitchen. Tis the season for both gifting and receiving. My favorite holiday gifts are thoughtful, homemade, and maybe most importantly, edible. I don't know if that's entirely true, but I really do love a nice homemade gift from the kitchen. And it's crazy how with just a few hours in the kitchen, you can yield a batch of homemade gifts that aren't just easy on the wallet because they tend to be more affordable, but it's really a nice, heartwarming, thoughtful gift. And I think it's a great tradition to establish, to maintain. I have memories growing up of making gifts in the kitchen and taking them, dropping them off at the neighbors' houses and things like that. And I have plenty of memories of receiving those gifts. Like, I remember this one neighbor used to always make cinnamon rolls, and she would always deliver them on Christmas Eve, and then we would eat them on Christmas morning. There was another person in the neighborhood who would make like a homemade potpourri that you'd put on the stovetop, and I remember receiving that. So I love that there is tradition behind a lot of these homemade gifts. And truly, I think if you have the right recipes in hand, they beat most store-bought food gifts. So, and I don't want to totally discount that, because especially if you are tight on bandwidth, which we're going to talk about, there are some great store-bought food gifts that you can give, especially if you're like supporting a local bakery or something like that. I think that can be awesome. But you take the right recipe, a delicious cookie or bread or spiced nut or caramel sauce, and you add a little spool of ribbon and some handwritten labels, you have got a great gift, a great gift. So on that note, we're not only going to discuss some recipe ideas, but we're also going to discuss a few simple packaging ideas as well. This is all inspired by the fact that I just wrapped up putting together a Gifts from Your Kitchen guide for my Recipe Club members. So in Recipe Club, each month we are now sharing a guide. So for November, it was a Thanksgiving guide. For December, it's this Gifting from Your Kitchen guide, almost like mini magazines where you get some additional bonus content. So just another wonderful reason to be in Recipe Club and get the best of what I have to offer. So let's talk about a few key ideas here. What to gift. So before you decide what you'll be gifting from your kitchen this year, ask yourself what your bandwidth looks like. Do you have more time that you can dedicate to a project like this, or less time than usual? If you live with a bunch of toddlers, like I do, I mean, I live with one toddler, but it feels like I live with multiple toddlers. Now, it's not the year to make homemade challah. It's just not. Like, there's just too much going on. But if you're my mom and you're an empty nester and you love the holidays and you love to bake and you can take 3 days and dedicate it to baking, do something fun. Do something crazy. Go above and beyond. I look forward to that chapter. I am not in that chapter right now. So I think before you decide, yes, I want to make homemade apricot jam for my neighbors, make sure you have time to make homemade apricot jam. Or I want to give you full permission to not make anything at all. And we'll talk about that. Another idea, include a recipe. So when it comes to food gifts, my favorite food gifts to receive are ones where a recipe is attached. So that could be attaching a recipe for your chocolate peanut butter bark, your popcorn balls, your cranberry barbecue sauce. I think it just makes it even better to receive. And maybe it's not even the recipe for that specific item, but maybe you are giving this cranberry barbecue sauce, which is in the guide and something that I am thinking about giving this year. And I have a delicious pork tenderloin recipe that I serve this cranberry barbecue sauce with. And so you could include the recipe for the pork loin. So it's almost like, make this to go with this condiment I just gifted you. I think that's really fun too. So think about that. Think about just printing out the recipe and including it. I think that's really, really fun. Make it a tradition. Once you find a recipe that you like to gift, maybe consider sticking with it. If you don't mind the repetitive nature of it, I think this cuts down on decisions you have to make in future years, and it kind of becomes your family's signature gift to give. And for my family, most years I have a honey corn recipe that you find, you'll find it in my cookbook, and it's also in the guide. But this is a recipe I have been making for years. People look forward to receiving it. I know how to make it. I know it's going to work. It doesn't stress me out. I like know the system in my head. We always have this cheesy saying we include, you know, something along the lines of, just popped by to wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, I cannot help myself with the sayings. I love a cheesy saying. Love it. But think about that. What is it? Is it something that you are known for? I have a really good friend, Jana, and her grandma was famous for these ginger cookies, and she always gives these ginger cookies, and they are so good, and all of her neighbors look forward to receiving them every year. So think about it from a tradition standpoint just as much as anything else, and you do not have to reinvent the wheel every year, especially if it's a year where you feel particularly stressed. And you've got a lot going on, pick something you know will work. Do not pick something hard. Do not pick something you are making for the first time. Stick to what you know. All right, I've teased this a little bit, but edible gifts that you don't make. So if it is crazy, I want you to consider gifting something tasty that you don't make. It's tough to beat the selection of treats perfect for gifting at Trader Joe's. If you regularly go to Trader Joe's, you know that tis the season at Trader Joe's. It is the best time for packaged treats, and lots of them come in really cute tins or packages. They're just very easy to gift. So that's a great place to look if you're looking for something. A local bakery, like I mentioned, giving a loaf of bread or, some cookies or some croissants, something like that would be great. I have a bakery in mind. Or here's kind of a crazy idea for you. I just shared this. I did an Instagram live this week with a hot chocolate hack. And I learned this from my lovely friends who do Didn't I Just Feed You, the podcast. It's a great podcast for feeding your family. And they talked about how the best hot chocolate hack is to forget about the powdered hot chocolate mix. Just take really good chocolate milk and heat it up. And it has blown my mind. It literally has blown my mind. It's so much better than stirring in the powdered stuff. And it's easier because you just take it out of the fridge and you heat it up. So we have this local dairy where the chocolate milk is so rich and so delicious. And it's like, I don't know, something like $6 for a pint or something like that. So I could totally gift a pint of this chocolate milk and attach a tag that has that tip, that hot chocolate hack. And that would be such a fun, unexpected gift. So if you're my neighbor, you might be getting that this year from me. I just think that sounds so much fun. Okay, let's talk about presentation, packing it up. Now, presentation is one of my favorite parts of gifting from the kitchen. So go beyond the paper plates wrapped in foil. And I've got a resource guide in the guide, but I'll also include one in Instagram for you guys. I'll include a highlight bubble that says gifting that's got a swipe up or a tap through to a lot of these resources because I think they're very, very helpful. And I also don't want you to not think about packaging till the last minute, because if you're trying to order something like from Amazon, you don't want to be doing this on the 23rd of December. Or if you're planning to pick something up at Michael's, now, the first week of December is a much better time to do that than as you get closer to the actual holiday. So here are a couple of ideas that I have used in the past that I think would be great for you to consider. takeout boxes. Now, when I say takeout boxes, I mean like the Kraft brown colored takeout boxes. They are perfect for brownies and cookies. Typically, the inside is coated in wax, which keeps the outside of the box clean. You can buy them in bulk. They're very affordable. You can fit lots of different things in there. So takeout boxes are a great one to consider. If you're not going to order from Amazon, check out your local restaurant supply. That's another great place to get those at a fantastic price. Mason jars. So mason jars are going to be perfect for homemade sauces, granola, or soup, or cookie mixes. This is going to be a little more expensive than a takeout box, but is going to be more substantial and reusable. I always love a mason jar gift during the holidays. If I do my cranberry barbecue sauce, I'll be gifting in cute little 4-ounce mason jars. Clear deli containers. So deli containers are a great option for salsas, spreads, dips, snack mixes, popcorn. Even I can remember that neighbor when she would gift the cinnamon rolls. Lots of times she would put the frosting in one of these little deli containers, and then we would heat the rolls up and then top them with that buttercream frosting or the cream cheese frosting, and it was so yummy. So what's great about the deli containers is they come in a lot of different sizes. Same thing, I would check Amazon or I would check your local restaurant supply. And then you can't talk about packaging with food gifts and not talk about cellophane. When I think about packaged gifts, I can almost hear the crinkling of the cellophane and see the area of the kitchen where the neighbor gifts would pile up when I was a kid. But cellophane bags or rolls, bags are going to be great for small batch gifts like cookies, and the cellophane roll is going to be great for packaging up things like fresh baked bread. One year I did that no-knead bread that's really simple to make. The thing that makes it challenging about giving it as a gift is you can't really make more than one loaf at a time, maybe two if you've got two Dutch ovens, but even then, if you're wanting to do, you know, 15 gifts or something like that, this is going to take a while. So it's not a no-knead bread year for me, although that is a wonderful gift to give and receive. So there's a couple of different package ideas. When you decide what you're going to gift, I want you to decide what you're going to package it in as well and free up that stress. Okay, forgive me. This is going to be the cheesy part of the podcast where I'm going to tell you some of my favorite sayings for Christmas tags, just in case this sparks something and you are my kind of person that loves a cheesy saying. So we whisk you a Merry Christmas, a whisk with a cookie mix or a gift certificate, something along those lines. For somebody so dear, we wish you a cup of cheer. Hot cocoa. Hey, I could do that with my chocolate milk hack. We're nuts about you, spiced or sweetened nuts. A holiday treat for someone sweet would work for all different things. Spreading holiday cheer. And I have these this set of mini spatulas. There's two of them. It's $5 on Amazon. They're red and I love them. And so I thought spreading holiday cheer spatulas, you could make like a cranberry butter or you could just give them the spatulas and call it good. They're $5. Such a great price. We just pop by to say happy holidays. Popcorn, that's probably the one I've used the most with my honey corn recipe. Some tasty cheer for you and yours. That could go a lot of different ways. Warmest holiday wishes from our home to yours. Baking spirits bright is cute for any baked good. It's such a treat having you as a neighbor or having you as a teacher or having you as a coach. That can go a lot of different ways. So there are a couple of simple tag ideas for you. The last thing I want to mention is I have an amazing sale going on for gifted recipe club memberships. So we only do this once a year. It's our best price you're going to see on Recipe Club. It is 40% off an annual membership, which makes the gift $35, which I think is a perfect price point for a sister-in-law, a teacher, the girl who does your hair, all sorts of different people, even your neighbors. You can gift a Recipe Club membership. So you can just go to my website, kelseynixon.com, to take a look at that. You can print off a gift certificate, and then I got a bunch of really fun ideas for how to package that up. All right, let's take a final moment to celebrate our real life recipe success of the week. This is from Erin, and she sent me an email, actually, and this is what she said. I have two girls, 4th and 7th grade. My husband and I both work full-time, and joining Recipe Club has been the best gift I have given myself this year. The recipes are so accessible and kid family friendly. I'm a highly visual learner, so the videos really do help me anticipate what I'll be doing. Although my kids are older and no longer need deconstruction, this plate idea is such a unique offering and totally valuable for parents with younger kids. Right now, some of our favorites are the risotto with lemon and peas, meatballs and veggies, and we just devoured the salsa verde shredded beef from the November recipes. So good. Erin, I am so glad you gave yourself the gift of Recipe Club. And I am, you know what? It says a lot about somebody who takes time out of their busy life. She's got a fourth grader and a seventh grader, and she took time to write me an email. Bless her. Like, that is the, I'm going to pay it forward. Like, this, I cannot tell you how much these sweet messages mean. So, thank you, Erin. Thank you so much. I'm glad it's been a good fit. And I hope it continues to be a great fit for you and your family. All right, you guys, there you have it. Thank you so much for being here this week. Happy holidays. Good luck surviving this crazy month. And until next time, I'm Kelsey. We'll see you next week.